Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Good morning, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, and very, very sexy people. Happy New Year. Just take a minute and realize what those statements and words mean. Happy New Year. Not old, not old energy, not old ideas, not old fears, not old limitations, everything new. This is the first day of the first year of the rest of your life. What you create now is all that matters. What you've created before has just been simply part of the learning process so that you can get clear, yes, I want this, no, I don't want that. Just like buying a house, guys, we're moving into the house this year that has all the attributes that we want to put together. For those of you that are new listeners to this show, and I know there are many because we're branching out on a lot more stations, this work is about bringing in the latest, the very latest information from the energy of the collective consciousness that is ready to move. Everything that we need to know to be the most empowered people that we can be. Part of that is taking responsibility for ourselves and knowing that we are literally and definitely the creators of our own lives by our thoughts, our words, our perceptions, and our actions, and our reactions. We create the world that we see, and the world that we see is the reality that we live in. So you want to be empowered, this is the place to be. You want to be victorious, this is the place to be. Because you're not going to be hearing any of the old BS, you've got to buy this in order to heal, you've got to have me in order to heal. My job and my joy is to sit here and empower you in being the God of you that you are. You were given free will to create yourself. Let's do it well. All right, I've got a few announcements here. Coming up February, the weekend of February 16th, 17th, and 18th is the United Lightworkers Conference in San Diego. There is always a link on my website. You guys do not want to miss this weekend if you can be there. It's powerful, it's awesome, and it's so much frickin' fun, I can't even begin to tell you. You'll have five speakers, a lot of breakout workshops, a mind-blowing party where we all get out and dance and be crazy people on Saturday night. It's just an awesome weekend. I've done the one in Florida for several years, and this one takes place in San Diego. So come party with me, guys. I'm one of the keynote speakers there. Also, I would really like to invite you for the weekend of the 23rd and 24th in Sacramento. This is also February. I'm doing that amazing workshop with Dolores Cannon that we did last year. Now, you know, Dolores is booked up to her eyeballs, so this will be probably the only offering of this particular workshop that we do this year. She does a lot of past life regressions and a future, I still don't know what word to use, aggression? That doesn't sound right, does it? So anyway, join us there. That's also, the link is on my web, on my e-blast, guys. So if you're not getting my e-blast, just go to imdwallace.com, When you sign up, you get an awesome abundance meditation that I just created over the holidays. And hey, I hope all of you liked the love meditation that I sent out as my gift to you. Also accessible really only from the eBlast right now. So I've heard from a few of you about the insights that you got from it, but I'm hoping you all found it on the eBlast. As you know, we're gearing up for the new Let the Shift Hit the Fan program. This is a program that expands over the entire year from February to December. You get private sessions with myself and with Jared Hewitt, amazing sessions. You get two calls a month dedicated only to the people in this program. You get a dedicated social networking site where we can all encourage and support each other. And once Jared and I go on and answer all the questions that you have about stuff that's coming up for your life, it is a constant year of supporting your empowerment, teaching you empowerment. And that's what 2013 is about, guys. It's, we know it. But what I find, even in my own life, is I'm not doing it because my brain just hasn't figured out how to apply it all. And that's the focus of the entire SHIFT program, is literally retraining our brains so that we automatically go to the empowerment instead of the why can't I victim place. Next Monday, I want you to join me next Monday. I know it's going to be a very powerful show. It's going to be a predictions show, the way I do predictions. What is your most empowering prediction for your empowerment for the new year? And what the hell does that mean anyway? Can anybody predict anything is the question, because the energy is always changing. The energy is always available in the moment for absolute new creation. And so, of course, therefore, I can predict that whatever 2013 will be of your creation for yourself. And when we put, then, the majority of everyone's predictions together and everyone's creations together, then we can see what 2013 might have in store for us. But you see, the beautiful thing about that is, if somebody sees war and the multitudes of collective consciousness, once we cross that 100th monkey into peace and being peace and claiming peace and demanding peace, then the war doesn't happen. So join me next Monday on the Awakening Zone. Just go to the homepage at IMD Wallace. You can click on all the information there. And again, if you want to sign up for the email, you will receive an abundance meditation, which is incredibly powerful, guys. Now, those of you that are already on my email, I'm working a way out for you to receive it also. Okay, everything that we do today, all the work that we do today, everything we talk about today, I want you to hold in your consciousness. We are including all ionospheres beyond and back again, all ionospheres. So whatever we shift today together shifts in all ionospheres for everyone beyond and back again. And I want to thank you for all of you that participated in sending out Christmas cards to Dalton. He received over 700,000 Christmas cards. So thanks to Stephen for bringing that to our attention. What an awesome way to give back, huh, during the holidays. And it was so lovely because I could actually involve my niece and nephew in that. Okay. Everybody stop what you're doing because I want you to hear this information. As you know, we ended 2012 with a webinar on the energetic causes behind a lot of diseases and really a lot of clarification around disease itself. And this came in, this is still a true statement, not quite the highest. Okay, so there's something else, and this is the way the work works. You start focusing on something. Something starts getting your attention. If you're drawn to something, know, guys, that if you're involved in this work, you are drawn to it to bring it into your consciousness, okay, so that you can do the work around it, can balance it, and bring yourself more into empowerment. Around the background around psoriasis, they gave me the song "How High Is the Moon." So, can I get there? How hard is it going to be for me to get there? I don't think I can get there. Everything's in my way of getting there. Okay, and it literally creeps your skin out. Okay, it represents the argument within yourself to the belief that you can get there. So the highest claim for us, especially those of you dealing with any kind of psoriasis, and I have to say I am not a doctor. I only deal with energy that I believe is behind all physical illnesses, is I'm there. I am there. I am whole, complete. I am God, I'm complete, and now I create. And what do I create? I create the acceptance that I am there. I'm where I want to be. I am creating what I want. And I am the power that does that. And around all that, we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. We are invoking the new statement. And let me state it for the first time in the new year, because I have gotten all kinds of information during the holidays about how powerful this is. Again, it's on my e-blast that everybody gets. I am committed, dedicated, okay? I am committed. My energy is committed to being and creating one happy, healthy, prosperous whole. And that makes me happy. Creating me as whole and happy and healthy and prosperous literally makes me happy. It doesn't frighten me. I don't get scared of the power. It makes me happy, and it's easy, and it's simple, and it's quiet, and it's complete now and consistently and forever. You keep directing that. You keep directing yourself to be that, and all things have to be delivered to you. All right, my time with my family, as many of yours is from your emails, was as long as you stayed detached, you really received a lot. So quickly I'm going to tell you, we were in Tennessee, and all the guys brought their guns for practice shooting and stuff. Somehow in my family, the guys have gotten, well, you know, I have a lot of policemen and law enforcement officers. I can't tell you how extremely in reaction I went to this. I mean, they were like everywhere. And I could feel me judging and going into reaction. I could feel, the feeling of being threatened. And I could feel me losing my balance. That no matter what is going on around you, if you stay out of judgment and allow them to create themselves, then you keep creating yourself in the peace, the harmony, and the balance that you are choosing. So once I accepted that that is who they were and that's what was going on, then I could ask for what I needed also, which was, guys, I get that you're all into this and everything, but Aunt Dee Dee would like to ask that they not be kept in the living room with Christmas for her. And everybody went, oh, God, Aunt Dee Dee, we're sorry. We didn't get it. Yeah, okay. But I had been busy for 2 days making them wrong. And making them wrong took me down the toilet and didn't allow me to ask for what I needed. I know that you all went through that in one way or another. It takes the big shit for me to, you know, to really look at stuff anymore because I stay pretty balanced through everything. Okay, so then I was dealing with blood pressure. Again, I am not a doctor, but I was tracing this. It would go up and it would go down. Now, I had it stabilized really incredibly before I went back to Christmas. As most of you know, my older brother is my soulmate, and I got back there. He had pneumonia and bronchitis. And I looked at him for the first time, and I went, oh, my God, he looks like an old man, which freaked me out. It freaked me out about losing him. It freaked me out about my own mortality. It just freaked me out because our energies are so intertwined. So you put that with the guns, and I'm in a lot of resistance, aren't I? I'm not in allowing. I'm in resistance. I'm in fear. I'm in reaction. So my blood pressure goes up. Again, not a doctor, but I'm telling you what I know about myself. And this is where the body book took me to this statement, which I'm telling you, I almost fell over because I knew when I got to it that it's for all of us. So listen up. It is a learned helplessness. I want you to hear those words, learned helplessness, that leads them to feel that they don't have the right to protection, support, or nurturance. They simply expect to eat shit as a part of living. It is a pattern that arose in a family where they had few, if any, rights and in which much anger and negativity took place over which no one seemed to have any control. When I test right now, I want the highest answer. I'm asking the right question that this applies, this learned helplessness, right now, to every soul that exists in this world, I get a yes. So if in 2013 we are claiming I am committed to one happy, healthy, prosperous whole, that information has to come out so that we can go, I'll be damned anymore, literally, to be learned helplessness. I know, I'm clear, I am empowered by the God of choice and creation that I am. If I have learned to be helpless, now I give myself the permission, the direction, and the commitment. To be strong, to be creation. To learn the power of the creation that I am. That's who I am now. I am the God of learned strength. We're claiming the new statement and the masculine, feminine, and child, which implants in our brains and tells our brains create synapses around that. Okay, we're going to the calls. Get to your questions quickly, please. I want to get through as many of you as I can. Miss Anita in Vancouver, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweet thing. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
My question is about my nephew. He's very distant, and he seems really angry to me, and I don't understand why.
Because he feels like people don't understand him is the first thing they're giving me. Okay, people are trying to make him fit into their world. And he kind of knows a lot more than y'all do.
Okay.
But most kids, they're saying, are going through this now. And it's taking the anger. It's sort of like, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Right.
Your world doesn't work, and they know it. The way that we've created our world, it ain't going to work anymore. The anger isn't going to work anymore. The violence isn't going to work anymore. The lack of responsibility, the learned helplessness, is not going to work anymore. So ask him what he wants. Ask him what he knows. Hold on. They're not giving me anything else, Anita.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know, how old is he?
He's 4.5.
Yeah. See, he's one of the crystals. He's not one of the, like my daughter's age, the 24s, they're all angry. And it took the angry and it took him being pissed off in order to go, I'm strong enough not, it's sort of like what we did in the 60s, right?
Right.
With peace and love, except they're trying to do it with anger. And there's a lot of kids, older kids today, that have been entitled. We've allowed them to be entitled, and we've lost the respect for, you know, and a lot of it, I know from talking to a lot of my friends that we're all going through this with the older kids. But the younger kids are coming in going, look, you got to listen to me for a change, because I know. And actually, young kids always have known until we've taken it away from them. Hold on. Now something else is coming in. So let's balance everything we're claiming. I am divine love, invoking the new statement. Okay, sheets. But give me a song.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Yeah. Okay. So, and they gave me How High the Moon again. So, is he having fears about school?
A little bit.
Well, it's a representation. It's just a representation. Am I okay in this world? Can I do it? You know?
Okay.
Am I empowered? And so when people don't listen to them and don't go, what do you need, baby? Tell me what you need, and I'll help you get it. Then they go into fear that they're not enough because they know that in a world of adults, they can't help access it unless the adults help them. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else? That's all they're giving me. So I would like you to get back to me after hopefully you can lovingly approach him and just say, look, what do you need? We want to help. We know you know. We know you know what you want. So what's going on? What can we do for you? Because you're powerful, baby. You're powerful. Let's be powerful together.
Okay.
Okay. I would suggest to everyone with young kids to pick up a book called Your Child's Self-Esteem by Dorothy Corkville Briggs. And to also pick up a book called Parent Effectiveness Training or take a course in it. It can change your life as a parent or a grandparent or an aunt, etc. Thanks for your call, Anita.
Thank you, Dee.
All right, Jeannie in New York, what the hell's up with you?
Hello.
Hello,
Happy
baby.
Happy New Year. I missed you.
I missed you, too. So much I've missed you guys.
We know that. What I'm held up with was on the meditation from last week when you opened the curtains. Of course, all my animals came in. But the second curtain where I'm to see a person,
uh-huh.
There was no one there outside of Sananda, which sort of threw me for a loop that I have yet to get over. And yet my family was an A-OK family. I mean, everybody's got their mishigas. But I had no human. And that's blown my mind.
Yeah, well, that's what the meditation is for.
Gee, thanks, Dee.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, everything is what, Jeannie?
Everything is as it is to be.
Everything is energy, baby.
That's right.
Whatever's behind that curtain is the energy of all. There is no separation. And so, everything is everything. All energy is everything. One person is everybody. And whatever that meditation, whatever discoveries that leads you to, you know, then it's very clear from your reaction that one of the biggest shifts into empowerment that you can have in 2013 is to unconditionally love, forgive, and accept, which is what I was talking about with mine, all your family.
Well, and it's also for me accepting the entire Christos, as I'm hearing.
That's true. So explain to people what that means to you.
That means the entire Christ consciousness.
Yes, which is everybody, even the guy that shot the kids.
Right.
And that, guys, is what our brains do not want to accept. Doesn't make sense to us. That everything is simply energy. And within that energy, everybody's consciousness gets to direct it differently. So our jobs is to be love, to be joy, to be conscious, and to spread the word about how empowering that is. Again, what I asked for Christmas, and I know you have, Jeannie, but for everybody to share this work with one person that doesn't know it.
That's right.
To say, just listen to one show. Because that's what 2013 is all about, and that's what the New Earth is all about, and that's what the damn, you know, separation and all that stuff that everybody was talking about in the Mayans and everything, is are you going to choose to see the world as hostile or as friendly? Those are two separate, entirely separate worlds, and your perception creates them. And the more that we can viral that knowledge out to people, the faster the majority of the collective consciousness gets on board. And love prevails instead of anger and fear and hate.
And that's why I got yesterday the blending of the divine feminine, so that there is no separation anymore.
Well, and really there never was.
Well, humanity thought it was religiously.
Exactly, but that's my point. There never has been any separation, but our perceptions have created that reality in our world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we keep trying to fix ourselves, guys. And if you keep thinking that you have to fix yourself, there will always be something to fix. Because you are saying, I am a person that needs to be fixed. Instead of, I am complete, whole, and perfect. I'm clear. I know. I create. I know I create health in my body. I know I create wealth in my life. I know I create divine relationships in my world. I know this. And I do it. Not, gosh, why can't I do this? We're done. We're past that.
Right.
And it's going to take some focused, consistent, stabilized, work around all this learned helplessness thing. You know, what that looks like in our lives is, well, I don't have time to take responsibility. I don't know how to take responsibility. I'm not able to take responsibility. Others aren't able to take responsibility, you know. So what that brings us to ultimately is trust and the stabilization of trust within ourselves and within others. Because, listen, everybody, listen to me. Our definition of the balance of power has been helplessness. I have to be helpless so I can learn to be powerful. I have to be helpless so that I can be powerful over myself and get there, which looks like I don't have enough money, so now I have to create enough. Oh, look how powerful I am that I did that. It, old energy. If you keep hearing, and you're going to hear a lot of healers out there keep talking about the old stuff, and I'm telling you, don't go back to the old stuff, whether it's me or somebody else you find that is going to empower you into holding the focus on how can I am, it's done, what do I want? That's where you want to hold yourself in 2013. The other thing that shocked me when I was back home was finding out that I felt like I didn't even belong to a lot of my family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your family just simply represents the family of man, guys. If our perception is that we don't belong, we can never belong. So if I don't believe that I belong to all the big actors and the big producers like De Niro and Scorsese, then I'm going to have them, and a lot of you remember that show that I talked about, I'm going to have them come in my face and go, who are you? Because I am holding the perception that I don't belong, and I need that mirrored back to me so that I get it. Because till I shift my perspective that I belong, I will not belong in my reality, even though in the great reality of the oneness, there's no separation and I have to belong. So what you opened up behind that curtain, Jeannie, and she's referring to the love meditation that I sent out, is a huge thing for all of us. You're going to learn a big one when you do the abundance one, too. It was a meditation that was given to me when I was teaching my acting class, mm-hmm. and I would channel all these meditations, and I was astounded at what I learned about myself with this abundance meditation. But anyway, belonging. So we're all claiming the new statement and the masculine, feminine, and child brain. I am telling you, I belong. I am instructing you. I am committing you to know and feed back to me. And that's all I want to get from the ionospheres. Bounce back to me. I belong. I belong with money. I belong with health. I belong with divine right relationships. Those are the ideas I identify with. I don't identify with cancer. I identify mm-hmm. with health and wellness.
Definitely.
Pick the ideas you want to identify with, because that's all they are, guys. They're ideas out in the universe. If you want more clarity around this, I urge you to watch the webinar, I Am Light, because it explains it visually. It's an on-camera webinar that's on IMD Wallace, and it explains it visually very, very clearly. There's nothing else.
Thank you.
But to know that you belong, and the person that was behind that curtain represents all of the Christ consciousness, which everyone is.
That's right.
Which
That's
everyone
why I was told
is.
To bring this in today.
And what they're saying, Jeannie, is they could have put a shitload of people behind that curtain, but they only put one that represented everybody, okay?
Okay.
Okay, love. Happy
love
New
you
Year.
All.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was for everybody, guys. I hope you are staying conscious and shifting your own energy. Just to listen doesn't do it. You have to take the commitment and the intention of handling your own energy. All right, Alicia. Hi, baby. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I love this call. Thank you.
Yeah, it's empowering. But every call this year is going to be empowering because that's the intention, baby cakes.
Oh, gosh, yeah. The last call that we were on, you told me that I'm blessed every moment I choose joy, freedom, and get love. And I've been doing that and holding the focus. And so two questions. One, that I'm to know that I'm still on track. And two, why the last couple of days, it's like I'm in the muck and the mire.
You're in the muck and the mire because the stuff that doesn't resonate with that has to be shown to you. Like the guns and the not belonging had to be shown to me. If we are claiming, I am committed to one happy, healthy, prosperous whole, and that makes me happy, then all the shit that doesn't make us happy, that does not create one healthy, happy, prosperous whole, has to be revealed to us so we can choose to let it go. So what are you in the muck and the mire about?
Finances mostly, 'cause nothing has changed on the outside, and I keep going, oh, they said 2 months, you know, keep holding the focus. I'm going, I don't know. You know, everything that you were talking about,
yes,
you know, that's the learned behavior that I have.
That's the learned helplessness. You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. And it takes about 60 days. That's funny. I didn't even realize. I didn't put that together. It takes about 60 days to turn any habit around. Any psychologist will tell you that.
I guess my biggest fear is that I won't be able to turn it around in time. Like, I just can't see the abundance, even though I keep going, no, that's not what I want. I told you what I want to focus on. Look at all the abundance around me. Look at
the
flowers.
But I want you guys to go back to the email where I listed it out, you know, the creation steps for dummies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you're not turning it over, baby.
Oh.
You're not turning it over. And that's the part that helps you with that fear. Because you go, okay, I've done my job. And now I'm turning it over. Now, are you taking steps to make money? Are you looking for a job? Are you doing anything?
Yeah. Like I'm cleaning out someone's garage today for them for a little bit of money. Like, I'm not turning anything down.
That's a true statement. But when I say you're creating opportunities, I get a no. So let me talk to you, Alicia, about the difference between creating and waiting.
Okay.
Okay? A lot of you, a lot of us, think that waiting for something to happen is creating. It's not. When you're waiting for something, you hold yourself in the energy of, is it here yet? Is it here yet? Is it here yet? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Creating is getting up in the morning, directing your day, opening your energy centers, keeping your heart open, feeling joy. Every time you hear one of those thoughts, you go, well, thank you for sharing. You know, but I'm committed to one happy, healthy, prosperous whole, and I want money now. I am creating money right now, and I'm creating more than enough money right now, and I'm creating it with joy and ease and effortlessness. Now, as part of that, knowing that that's already done now, I've put my order in, the meal's going to be delivered, I've turned it over to the energy that brings everything in, I'm going to go peruse the jobs and see if there's anything I want to do. And I'm going to take some action in doing it.
Mm.
And if there's any belief in me that has any kind of doubt, I'm directing that belief to come forward because I'm committed to one, happy, healthy, prosperous, whole. That's who I am. So, God, I've committed to that now. Come in and help me create it. And then you've got to turn it over. But that doesn't mean that you sit there and you have an opportunity. Let's say it's my life. I have an opportunity to go to an audition. I have an opportunity to book a job. I have an opportunity to go to a party and network. And I go, no, I don't really, you know, I don't want to do that movie. And I'm just too tired to go to that audition. And, you know, why should I go to that party and schmooze? Something should just land in my lap. And you see, that's not a part of the game. Part of the game is, that's the old joke, I brought you a plane, I brought you a boat, you know.
Yeah.
And you still didn't get on because you were waiting for me. Well, that was me. Those opportunities are me. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I'm thinking I'm letting it go, but obviously I'm not, or turning it over because I didn't show up.
You're not. I can tell you you're not because of the thoughts that you keep telling me come up. Well, is it going to happen in time?
Yeah.
Okay. So direct it. It's happening right now. You see, you're putting it in the future, baby.
Oh.
I want you to go back and look at all those points, all those that creation of dummies that I sent out for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And go, am I doing this? Am I doing this? Am I creating it? Right now in this moment, it's done. It's created. I've ordered my dinner. My dinner will be delivered. While it's hot, and I'm still hungry. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
There really isn't anything else, Alicia, but choose the idea of faith, is what they're saying.
That's a big one. Thank you.
Choose the idea of faith. Say, I am the God of Alicia that resonates with the creation, the direction, and the commitment to faith. Okay, baby?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. I love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, of course, you can see how all of this applies to all of us. Hey, Janice in Utah, what's up, baby?
Hi, Dee. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I have a couple of questions, and it's pretty much the same. I just need a little more clarification. So my husband is, he's always mad. He's always angry about everything, and I'm trying to, I keep trying to, claiming that, you know, I'm happy and healthy and whole, and so is he just a reflection of me, or what's happening with this?
What's happening with it is you have to accept that that's who he is. Like I had to accept the guns. You're not going to change him. Right now, he's not going to change. It's possible for him to change, but right now, he's not going to change. And you're going down because you're so focused on him. And it's hard. It's hard when you're surrounded with negative energy to hold your balance. So let's decide that it's easy. Okay? Let's decide that no matter what he does or who he is, you get to remove yourself and keep creating yourself. And sometimes that means you got to get the guns out of the living room because this doesn't serve me. Sometimes that means, you know, honey, I understand that you're pissed off and upset, but I'm not taking it on. It's not my energy to share. You understand?
I don't know how to do that.
Of course you know how to do that. You're not choosing to do that because you're in fear of doing that.
Okay.
So you do it with love. I love you. And it's what I said to my daughter at one point a month ago. I love you with all my heart, but I will not give up myself or the creation of me for you ever anymore. So, you know, if you want to play with me, if you want to work with me, then let's work together. But I'm not taking responsibility for you not taking responsibility anymore. And what's interesting is once you walk forward, guys, in love, not with your middle finger up, but in love, and let people know that you are claiming that space and that right and that love for yourself, their energy must turn around somehow. So basically, it comes down to you loving yourself, Janice. You want to love yourself enough to draw boundaries
yes.
for yourself?
I'm ready, yes.
Okay, well then make a choice to do that. And know that if you are committed to being one happy, healthy, prosperous whole, then the juxtaposition of who he is has to come forward for you. Because that's keeping you from being one happy, healthy, prosperous whole. And it's not up to him to keep you from it or create it for you. It's up to you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Yep, yep, I know. But that's, you see, that's a perfect example of learned helplessness.
Yeah.
It's a perfect example of it. So we're claiming the new statement in the masculine, feminine, and child, and we're saying, look, we've committed to this now. All energy, come in and support us creating this. So it is. All right, baby. Thank you for
hey,
your
wait,
call.
I have one more question. D, at 4:27 this morning, my emergency, we have these emergency broadcast alarm things, and it went off this morning at 4:27, and I was kind of wondering why. What is that?
Well, I don't know. Did you call them and ask them?
I mean, guys,
sometimes dogs just pee in the grass because they pee in the grass. You know? So it was probably a malfunction or a test or something. But I wouldn't, they're saying don't read a lot into it. Just find out why it went off.
Okay.
It's a true statement. There's nothing to learn from it.
Except
okay. the fear that you went into that if it went off, there was something wrong.
Yes.
Okay? And that's what we're living in right now, guys. You've got to understand that if you're not on top of your energy, you are succumbing to the fear of Connecticut. And it will permeate your energy if you do not consciously direct your own energy. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The entire world took a blow about Connecticut. Now, the good thing is we took a blow because we can wake up, and as everybody in Connecticut came forward to say, we're still choosing love. But is that what people are focused on, or are they focused on the whore? So everybody has to answer that for themselves right now. And if you're focused on the grief and the horror and everything, know that you are putting more of that back out into the world instead of opening your heart and sending out love. That's the only antidote that will work. And I wrote the blast about that, and I hope you listened, and I hope you did it. Thanks for calling in, baby.
Thank you.
Okay, Cindy in Seattle. You're up. What's going on?
Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, baby.
Well, sometimes when I'm drifting off to sleep or waking up in the morning, I get some very clear words. And I wish that I could have more of a conversation, but sometimes I just get words. And last night when I was drifting off to sleep, I heard very loudly, Harry Potter. And I think it's really interesting in listening to your show today and the helplessness. And I woke up thinking, what does Harry Potter got to do with anything?
What does it represent to you?
The strength to conquer, the strength to move forward, good versus evil.
Okay, so just stop there, Cindy, because I want you to see the words that you put together.
Okay.
The strength to move forward, to conquer, good versus evil. And that is the biggest part of learned helplessness, is that we just can't create the good. We have
right.
to conquer something.
Right.
Okay. So, baby, there's no part of you that needs to conquer the other part of you. That's what we did last year so that we could learn and balance energy enough to learn that we didn't have to do that. Now, I know that sounds really weird, but we had to balance the energy around what was wrong with ourselves to find out that there wasn't anything wrong with ourselves, and we're not supposed to do that anymore.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense to me. I guess I'm having difficulty with my thoughts right now because my best childhood friend took her life a few weeks ago.
I'm so sorry. There's a lot of that going
family.
On.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm trying to process it, or I suppose I'm trying to conquer it.
Well, sure. Your mental mind is going, if I can understand this, I won't feel guilty. You know, when
yeah.
people kill themselves, guys, we feel guilty. I should have done something. I should have known. I should have been there. I should have helped. I should have blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. If somebody wants to leave this world, they're going to leave it in an accident, by suicide, by natural causes, by running into a gunman. I mean, people do not leave without choice. I know this because I've talked to a lot of people on the other side that have left.
Yeah.
Including my husband through this amazing session with John Edward. And he said, honey, I had to come home so I could die because they kept bringing me back at the hospital. It was time for me to go.
Mm-hmm.
It was time for her to go.
Yeah.
And we've been talking on this show for a year about how many people are going to be leaving at the end of last year. Okay? Your job is, you know, to let your demons go, baby. Let your demons go, Cindy. They're not serving you. Be the God that you are and move into joy and love. That is the best thing you can do for your friend and the energy that created her leaving.
Be the wizard.
Yes. Yes.
Hmm.
Pick up the
amazing.
Good ones. Well, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm
serious. I know you are.
Don't see the world as suicides. See the world as the people who want to stay here now to create heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Okay. Hold on. There's something else coming in. Sheets. But give me a song.
Do you believe in magic?
Okay. Interestingly enough, I went to the Magic Castle last night for a VIP thing. You know,
wow.
creating our world is not magic. It's not an illusion. It's very real. And it is all in our control how we create the illusion of our life. So, what trick of life do you want to perceive, if you want me to use all those metaphors, you know, how you perceive it, and that's what a magic trick is all about, is how you perceive it you will create it.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Got it.
If you perceive that the woman is sawed in half, then on stage, in reality, she is, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Even though in our minds we know that she's not really, we give over to the illusion. So what illusion do you guys want to pick? What empowering illusions do you want to create in your life? Because really, it's all an illusion, guys. It's all energy waiting for you to focus it. Okay?
So 2013 is energy that is really focused. It's a high focus.
It's a choice of focused energy on only what you want. Knowing that you deserve it, that you want it, need it, deserve it, attract it, never have a problem with it, and are able to create it. It is all about empowerment, which is what the next webinar on the 23rd is about.
Again, that's awesome.
Yeah. Everything, they were very clear that we have to start out with the webinar on the 23rd about empowerment. And, you know, again, you can, there was a sign up for the empowerment webinar on the eBlast. I believe there's one up. Brian's been gone a long time. I'm hoping there's one up on the website. I have to check that. Because you know what, guys? I really took a lot of time off this holiday. And I needed it, and I'm recharged, and I loved myself enough to do it. And I have all kinds of great information to bring in for all you people that I love. We're out of time. I've got to let you go, Cindy. I love you. Thank you for bringing that
Thank
in.
Thank you.
And my intention was to get through so many more people, but just know that whatever we got to, we absolutely got to for everybody. Please join me next Monday and for the webinar on the 23rd. The next Monday, by the way, is my 100th episode of the Bright Light Show, and it's going to be the prediction show, so you know how powerful that energy is going to be. I love you. I love you. Love yourselves. Love yourselves. Love yourselves more every day. Let that be the intention you start with, and your world's going to turn around quickly. I love you guys. Happy New Year.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.